Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You've heard about a man cave before?
I have. I tried to have one. It didn't work out. So
yeah, I know. How about the men's shed? You heard about that?
I just heard about it. Like I read all the stuff on it, so I'm learning something new, which is great.
Absolutely. We've got Doug Mackey today. He's joining us, the chairperson of Canadian Men's Shed Association. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, my friend, let's educate everybody about this. What's the Men's Shed Association?
Well, basically, if you look at what happens with older men when they retire, they find that they have time on their hands, and if they start becoming lonely and isolated, that certainly does not help their emotional well-being. And so they start going downhill, or they don't feel they have a good self-worth. The second thing is, when you do retire, and this is mainly for men who retired, I've retired, unfortunately, we start losing our friends. They pass away, or old age, all those sorts of things. So how do you expand your friendships easily? And one of the ways which we try to do it is through the Men's Shed Association, where men will come out and meet new men and start to gain friendships and find that they become active again or look at projects or are working with a group of men. And that's all very good for their emotional well-being and their wives and families and also the community.
Well, Faisal, you know, you and I talk to lots of people that go through retirement, and there are some very big differences between how men and women generally approach and do in retirement. And I think Doug has hit on one of the key areas. Like, men often define themselves by what they do, and that's work related. And we leave the office, and you don't have as deep social relationships. So I get all of that. And I think that it becomes important, clearly, as you get older, to maintain social contact. How many shows have we done about how, you know, important that is to the success of your retirement? But the other thing that we know is when there's this giant gap of 40 or 50 hours in a week that you would otherwise have filled with work.
Yes.
Okay. The guys, and I'm going to throw myself in this category, will find ways to get themselves in trouble if they don't have something to do. So I love the idea of the Men's Shed Association.
And you remember a couple years ago, I was presenting almost on a monthly basis to a men's group who met on a Sunday.
That's right.
And that they would ask me for, you know, financial economics and so forth. And they would have discussions. But it became just a discussion session. What I like about the Men's Shed Association, they go into projects.
Exactly right.
So let's talk about what kind of projects do we have, Doug?
Well, that depends on each individual shed, because this is a sort of a bottom-up osmosis, holistic kind of approach where each shed determines what they want. There's all sorts of different kinds of projects that I can talk about. In Coquitlam, B.C., the men learned that there were some raised gardens behind a transitional house or apartment block, really, where people were transitioning back into society. And so they went over and fixed up those planters and planted some tomatoes. I've seen it. It was, my mouth was starting to water. Some of the nice vegetables were there. But they rejuvenated those planters by putting new soil, by planting the correct thing. And then various people from the apartment building who are transitioning back into society, they were down doing the weeding. And then suddenly all the fresh vegetables disappeared. Someone was eating fresh vegetables. How good could that be?
Yeah, exactly right.
It's sometimes it's a project that's out in the community, and other times it's simply a man saying, there's a man in our group here in the Woodhaven Men's Shed in Winnipeg. Brian likes to write music. And yet he says, I don't sit down at home and write music, but I'll come here where there's 20 other fellows, and I'll sit here, and believe it or not, he sometimes doesn't write very much music. He just joins in the conversation. But he sits there on other times trying to write his music. And he says, this is an area where I can concentrate. Or other men come down and make a walking stick or do cottonwood bark carving. One man even came and brought all the materials and showed us how to cane a chair. You know, one of those old chairs with the caning went across and it had rotted out. Well, he came down and caned a chair in front of us. It was fantastic.
So is there a local chapter here in Calgary? And who can get involved in this?
Well, There is not a local chapter right now, but there's an excellent fellow who I've been in touch with, and he's associated with the Calgary Association of Lifelong Learners. And they are looking at how they might set up a men's shed within their organization there. His name is Joe Boyven, and he's at the Calgary Association of Lifelong Learners, and he's a volunteer there, but he's looking seriously at how we do it. By the way, there are two different kinds or general kinds of models of shed. One is under the auspices of an organization like Lifelong Learners, or it could be a totally independent shed. Mm-hmm. There are differences. When you're under the auspices of an organization, of course you have to adhere to their rules and regulations. If you're an independent shed, then you can go out and do anything you like. You can raise money. And by the way, interestingly enough, one of the ways we raise some money for some of the sheds is a tool garage sale. You stop and think, tool garage sale, where do you get tools? Have you got any idea, unfortunately, how many older men pass away and then their spouse, their widow, doesn't know what to do with his tools?
That's right.
And here in Winnipeg and elsewhere, they collect the tools, take them from the widows because she would like to get them out of the house and no one really wants some of these tools. And then we hold a garage sale and make some money that way. It's kind of cool because it's totally recycling.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that is cool, actually. And I suppose there's an infinite number of ideas there.
Yeah.
I'd like to know your story. How did you get involved with this?
Oh, boy. 10 years ago this past June, my daughter Lisa, who's visiting with me now, called me from Saskatoon and said, "What are you doing, Doug?" I said, "Well, I'm sitting at my computer." She didn't call me Doug, by the way. She said, "What are you doing, Dad?" But anyway, I said, "I'm sitting at my computer." And she gave me a website to pull up in Australia. This is where Men's Sheds began. So I pulled up this site. I said, "Oh, that looks kind of interesting." She said, "Good, Dad, start one."
Yeah.
It took a year to get one going here in Winnipeg, and that's not unusual. To get an independent shed going or shed going sometimes takes a lot longer than you think. One of the reasons why is men don't come out and commit very easily.
Right.
And so we got one going through the auspices of a senior center. And then we found that we had some differences of opinion and we didn't quite follow all their rules and regulations. And so we decided to split apart and now we have a completely independent shed. Most of the sheds in Canada are completely independent and are working on their own. And they determine their own projects. The guys in Squamish build a huge bat house. The men Carlton Place, down near Ottawa, mm-hmm. they went out and worked with a local riding stable and built some special ramps so that children and adults with physical disabilities could climb up the stairs and get carefully onto a horse. What a fantastic opportunity for someone who wants to ride on a horse, but how do you get them up there? Well, now this riding stable has the facilities available so that children and adults can get on a horse.
Doug, we're running out of time, so two things. One, do you want to mention again, if anybody in Calgary that's listening is interested, mention the gentleman's name and how to contact him about a shed here?
It's Joe Boyven, and he's at the Calgary Association of Lifelong Learners,
okay.
and he runs a science section there. And he's shown extreme interest. He's been away all summer, and he's now back in Calgary right now. But he has shown a lot of interest in how to get a shed going there in Calgary.
That's terrific. And if anybody's interested in contacting you, is that an option they can go direct to you?
Oh, very much so. You can reach me via www.mensshed.ca. And people that are interested, just put in the three words, Men Shed Canada,
yep.
Men Shed Ireland, Men Sheds. There's 2,200 of these sheds worldwide.
Wow.
That's terrific. Thank you for sort of raising the awareness here, Doug. I think everything you said at the top of this segment is exactly right, and lots of men could benefit from this. I appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Thank you.
Been joined by Doug Mackey, chairperson, Canadian Men's Shed Association. Really interesting, Faisal. You and I will have to be part of one of those 2,200 at some point.
Yep.
Although, unfortunately, that's I've got a 10 and a 12-year-old. That's not a law. It's a long way off for me.
Well, you think. Maybe. I know how old you are, so it's not that far for you, buddy.
Let's remind everybody about our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, so how do you actually enjoy the lifestyle when you retire? How do you make sure you're financially fit for retirement? We'll talk about that on Tuesday, October 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Lots of people in this city have experienced layoffs or had their retirement dates chosen for them. The next segment, you want to tune in for that, for one person's experience and how they turned that into a very positive experience. Here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.